establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, American Freedom Network, and I was just thinking, I did a fascinating interview last night with a gentleman who wrote a book called The Rabbit Hole, and it dealt with his childhood coming from a satanic family where his father was a high satanic priest, the child abuse that he and his siblings experienced, and the disassociative personality, sort of blocking out a lot of the facts of his youth, how this certainly was blocked out until more recent years when he and his sister have been able to openly discuss the terrible things and abuse that happened to them when they were children. Anyway, it's a fascinating story. And, of course, it gets into this whole idea of false memory syndrome. And I can remember about 1994, 1995, when I first started doing regular radio programs. And, of course, at that time, there was a lot of talk about satanic covens in America and misuse of children. And then suddenly there's the False Memory Syndrome Foundation organized across America to suggest that all of this is false memories. Children are imagining things that never really happened. It's all false memory. And then, of course, it turned out the False Memory Syndrome was a foundation was funded by the CIA and headed by Sidney Gottlieb, top CIA psychiatrist, and helped by Jolly West, Dr. Jolly West, another CIA psychiatrist, who some years later was down there visiting Timmy the McVeigh after the Oklahoma shooting, and I know that from personal contact with people who were in contact with McVeigh at the time. But there isn't much talk today about satanic covens in America. That's why we put the program on last night. And one of the things the young man talked about was the fact that there are 2,100 children who disappear in the United States every day. Now, some of them are recovered. Some of them are sacrificed in satanic rituals. Some are sold into sexual slavery. Here in the United States, nobody ever uses the figure. But this young man who did the interview used it over and over again immediately after the program ended. Why, somebody called in and said, you know, that's what is figure 2,100. Why, that's just a total exaggeration. I went to the FBI files and looked it up, and it just isn't true. And I hadn't looked it up at the time, so I didn't bother to. I just said, well, I'll look it up myself. And then I said, but why would you go to the FBI? The FBI, one of their purposes is to convince us there are no satanic crimes. There are no satanic covens. They have a man and a division of the FBI. Their purpose is to convince the American people there is no satanic influence in America. Why would you go to the FBI and then why would you call me immediately after the program? And then, Chris, when I looked on the Internet, you can do it as I did this morning, you'll find that, yes, there are 2,100 children who disappear in America every day. Some of them are recovered, many of them are not. They just disappear, never to be seen again. So why would somebody call me immediately after my program yesterday, of course, to convince me that what this author of the book, The Rabbit Hole, was saying was false? Well, I believe there are satanic crimes. I believe there are satanic forces in America today. Our author, Doug Woodward, has written about this. He's written several books about the coming of the Antichrist, and he's just back from Branson, Tennessee, where, of course, they had a big conference there where they brought speakers in from all across America. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a vast satanic network all across America. You will not find a major city in the United States that does not have a metaphysical bookstore where people are learning how to tap into the other dimension, the satanic supernatural dimension. Doug Woodward, thank you for being with us.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Why don't you pick up the story? Because I think it's really, it came to so vividly to mind last night after this other interview. And suddenly somebody immediately calls me to tell me that it just isn't true. And they've been to the FBI, and the FBI says it isn't true. Well, of course, the FBI is part of the problem, but you go right ahead.
Yeah, well, certainly there's a reason to believe that there have been cover-ups, and there is a genuine interest on the part of government agencies to calm the American public and keep them from understanding some of the spiritual things, some of the very dangerous, frightening spiritual things that do happen in our world, especially in our country. Occasionally these things come to the surface. Certainly we're all shocked and disturbed by what happened in Colorado a few days ago. And, of course, as I interact with a number of my friends and other fellow authors, there's a lot of concern that what might have been going on was, in fact, not purely a person that snapped, but that someone who had been heavily influenced by some sort of spiritual deception, some type of activity, perhaps in his past. It's intriguing that his parents are not willing to cooperate, at least as of the last report I heard. And so it does make one wonder what in the world was motivating this individual to commit such a horrible atrocities. There's simply no rational explanation, no motivation other than some type of destructive spirit that possessed him at the time to do what he did.
Well, I agree with it totally.
Yeah, and of course, Dr. Steen, as you know, what I tended to do in my books is chart the history of the occult and spiritualism in America. I've written two books in the last 12 months focuses on how obsessed America has been historically with the occult, with the paranormal, with what I call spiritualism, which is sort of the standard term for various types of occult activities, whether it was crystal gazing or tarot cards or seances or whatever. There's so many different practices that fall under the umbrella of the occult, but the first book was to trace the history of the occult in America.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Doug Woodward right here at the American Future Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I'm here at the American Museum with my guest this morning, Doug Woodward. And what people don't understand, you know, is that our nation is thoroughly infiltrated by this subversive cult movement. Now, at one time, America was a Christian nation. It was founded predominantly by Christians. There was an occult influence here, but it was predominantly founded by Christians. And America was a great nation, first of all, because the power of the central government was limited, and because our people, certainly, were raised with the Christian traditions. We used to sing Christian hymns in school. We used to learn Christian poems. We, of course, basically had Bible reading in our schools, and of course, there were Christmas programs and Eastern programs. All that has changed. The demonic forces have removed God and prayer and the Ten Commandments from our schools. Those godless forces permeate every aspect of our society, and the occult organizations have infiltrated the Christian churches. So they've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. They've even changed the way people dress when they go to church on Sunday. It used to be the minister always was nicely dressed in a suit with a tie, and the people dressed when they went to church. Oh, now everything's very casual. After all, Christianity's changed. God has changed, and I'd like to suggest God hasn't changed at all. It is that these dark, certainly metaphysical forces have infiltrated the churches, both Catholic and Protestant, across America. And that's why we see all this problem in the Catholic Church, because they placed homosexuals and pedophiles at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. But don't feel bad. They're in the Protestant Church, too. 25% of our Protestant ministers are into pornography. What does that tell you about the Protestant Church? Doug, you go ahead and pick up the story you were telling about how your books are there any sharp course of the occult movement in America. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, well, I think in our last time we talked a bit about in the period of the 1850 time frame, we talked a bit about a famous medium named Andrew Jackson Davis that very few had heard of. He actually was doing a presentation for a young lad named Henry Steele Alcott. Alcott became a very important figure. He was actually a forensic accountant working for Edwin Stanton during the Civil War. His team of detectives actually were involved in making arrests, the first arrests going after John Wilkes Booth. So he has quite a history with America in a very positive light. On the other hand, he became very obsessed with the occult. Even when he was 12 years old, he witnessed Andrew Jackson Davis perform a spiritual healing and became very intrigued by what was going on in the occult. By the time that he was living in New York, was had a struggling law practice, was a journalist, he began to investigate occultism that was popping up around New York City, went out to Vermont, saw a ghost show at a farm that two brothers had put on, and he was writing about that. He bumped into this heavy-set Russian woman, and the two became fast friends, and that Russian woman was Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And he was fascinated by Blavatsky's stories of her travels to Tibet, to Egypt, and how much of it's really true, it's not clear, but nevertheless, he was fascinated by her. The two of them became friends, moved to New York, jokingly referred to them as the first odd couple in New York City, and the two really put together what was the most important occult dogma, if you will, known as theosophy. And this viewpoint, this understanding, was based upon Buddhism, but it had a vast impact upon America. Within the next 20 years, you had probably 30% of Americans, basically, if they were asked what religion would they say that they are, they would indicate that they are spiritualists, that they, in fact, are occultists. You even, 20 years before, you even had as many as, like 50 individual, women in a small town like Auburn, New York, identify themselves as mediums. And so you had some incredible undercurrents of the occult springing up in America. Blavatsky had even said that in her book, The Secret Doctrine, in 1888, she said, "It is in America that the transformation will take place and has already silently commenced." And Dr. Standy, as you likely know, Mammy P. Hall, who was an expert authority on Freemasonry, he had written a couple of books dealing with the issue of America, the destiny of America. And it turns out that for hundreds of years, that occultists, Rosicrucians, those that were the more illumined Freemasons, that they were all well aware that there was a great plan. In fact, it was called the Great Plan to make America the focal point for the occult. And so despite the fact that America did have a tremendous Christian heritage and so many founding principles of our Constitution were based upon Scripture, there was a different seed that was growing in America, and certainly by 1900 with theosophy, it sprang forth, and it was, in fact, became a dominant factor in our society.
And I think it's so important that people understand the major thrust of this plan, and what they refer to it, they always put a capital P, as if it's deified plan with a capital P. But, of course, it's this one world government. Now, that is why today America has troops in 130 to 140 nations. That's why we have 800 to 900 foreign military bases. And that's why we have certainly all of our troops over in Afghanistan, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops in training or in service to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and we have over 500,000 people there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. But it's so we can justify having our troops throughout the world. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government, this globalism, which is the purpose and goal of the occultists, not of Christians, but of the occultists. But the occultists dominate our nation, our military, our political parties, our banks, every aspect of our society today. And because people don't understand that, they know something's wrong, but they can't connect the dots. Go right ahead, Doug.
Yes. Well, and so picking up the storyline and how to really speak to the whole issue of the plan and what has been underway for hundreds of years. It turns out that the chance meeting of Blavatsky and Henry Still Alcott ended up having consequences far-reaching consequences in terms of world politics and ultimately what really has happened in America. First off, the book, The Secret Doctrine, that Blavatsky wrote during about 1888, I believe it was, while she and Alcott were traveling to Europe and to India, the book began to generate a great deal of fascination and interest. It generated thousands and thousands of copies being sold in America. Eventually, it became a big hit, if you will, even in Europe. It became the reading that the nighttime reading of Adolf Hitler, of Heinrich Himmler, and so the Nazi Reich and its occult basis was really formed by Blavatsky's book. Not the only factor, but it was one of the major factors. And it's curious how the in effect an ideology that was written in America ended up becoming a basis, spiritual basis, for what was transforming the leadership of the Third Reich. And so you find these curiosities when you look at the intellectual history of America, of Europe, and how the two, in fact, interplay with one another. And this is, Dr. Stan, is, as you're saying, it is all part of the story, and it is very much a part of the plan. And so the history, I think, it's important to recognize.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that the American people understand this occult influence in America and where it is obviously heading. And, of course, America is to lead the way to the new world order. And ultimately the goal is to install the Antichrist to rule the world. Was that a fair appraisal, do you think?
Well, I think that is a fair appraisal. That's certainly what I talk about in the second book. My books are called Power Quest, Book 1 and Book 2. The second book is subtitled The Ascendancy of Antichrist in America. And what I attempt to do in the second book is chart all of the different ways, really since about World War II forward, although I do reach back somewhat before World War II when I talk about the eugenics movement in America, but there's all these different threads and ways that the occult and the demonic has influenced even our government. And whether we're talking about remote viewing, we're talking about, in effect, the weaponization of a cult, you might say, capability of humanity, whether it's inspired by our own powers of the soul, as the author Watchman Nee once said, or whether it's, in fact, a demonic influence. And remote viewing is something that has become a part of the intelligence apparatus of the United States. And it still exists today, although it may be denied. And I even have some personal anecdotes of individuals that have told me stories that it still does exist. But I certainly zero in a lot on the issue of the space program, the infiltration of the Nazis into that space program, and not just for the purpose of exploring outer space. They had many other ideas in mind that were motivating them towards seeking to land and eventually men on Mars. And so I talk about that a great deal. And we talk also about the CIA, elements in the CIA that were seeking to create what is known as Manchurian candidates. And this kind of ties back in, Dr. Stan, to what you began the program with the author that wrote the book, The Rabbit Hole, talking about the use of what was formerly called multiple personality disorder, or today dissociative identity disorder, DID, as a means by which Manchurian candidates could be created. I think you mentioned Sidney Gottlieb, who was the CIA director responsible for the infamous program MK Ultra, which was a program that really guided most of this activity during the 1950s, 1960s, and even into the 1970s. Where not only were the CIA, we'll call them pseudoscientists, working to establish Manchurian candidates or assassins based upon personality changing or creating alters. They also, of course, studied hypnosis. They studied in detail the use of drugs. LSD was a major element that they looked at as a possible truth serum. Even recently, we had, I think, that report about 3 months ago on CNN, where they released film from the 1950s from the Edgewood facility in Maryland, where the soldiers had been administered LSD and were trying to march and sort of giggling and stammering and stumbling around out on the marching ground because they had been given LSD. So these really unusual and unpredictable and almost unbelievable activities were occurring, basically using the taxpayer dollars to do this kind of research and to chart this course. And, we do believe, those of us that believe in the spiritual realm, that more was in play here than simply scientists with too much money to spend doing research on issues that they had no understanding of what they would be getting themselves into.
And, of course, the CIA, at least certain divisions of the CIA, were into remote viewing, into tapping into these supernatural powers so that we could use those supernatural powers to bring about this one world government. We'll be back in a moment with Doug Woodward. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, and here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Doug Woodward, who's written two books on the coming of the Antichrist. This is not theoretical, but I believe it is very real. I think we're seeing dramatic changes in this nation. As this nation turns against God, because of the occult influence working at every level of our society, within our corporate structure, within our military. Our military is installing nations throughout the world under Sharia law. We put in the constitution in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we place those nations under Sharia law. Why would we do that? They've driven all of the Christians out of Afghanistan. They've driven almost all of the Christians out of Iraq. And of course, where do they flee to? A lot of them fled to Syria. And now where are they going? Into Syria, of course, is being taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood and will soon be under Sharia law. What's going to happen to the Christians in the Near East, the Middle East? Our government is doing everything to destroy them. As we've taken God and prayer out of our schools and doing everything they can to destroy Christianity in the United States. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Doug, how can people get your books, get in touch with your ministry and the message you're working so hard to get out?
Well, thank you. Certainly the simplest way is to just go to Amazon and do a search on Douglas Woodward or Doug Woodward. You should see about five of my books come up. And the most two recent that we've been talking about are known as Power Quest Book 1 and Power Quest Book 2. And they were written to be sort of put together as a set, but I decided to split them up because they would almost be 700 pages if they were put into one single volume. So that's probably the best way to find the books. They're also going to be available at Prophecy in the News. And I think, Dr. Stan, you're going to also have some copies as well through your ministry. In terms of just getting a hold of me, folks can email me at doug@faithhappens.com. Faith Happens has a hyphen in between faith and happens. doug@faithhappens.com. And I'm pretty good about responding to questions and emails, so folks can certainly feel free to send me a note, and I'll be happy to take the question and do my best to answer it.
Well, of course, we read in the scriptures about the Antichrist. Do you believe that there really is such a being that will soon declare itself or be suddenly placed in a position of power in the world today?
Absolutely. I think that we've seen this certainly historically. You know, the Apostle John says, you know, you've heard that Antichrist is coming, but there are, in fact, many Antichrists. The spirit of Antichrist is in the world. So we know already that the constant source of enmity against God and against believers is the spirit of Antichrist. So we know that spirit exists. But that spirit does incarnate itself from time to time. Certainly we've had prototypes of the Antichrist with Antiochus Epiphanes from about 167 B.C., a Syrian ruler that was, of course, behind the battle at Jerusalem that ultimately gave rise to the holiday of Hanukkah for the Jews. So Antiochus Epiphanes was a prototype. Certainly Nero and Domitian, the Roman Caesars, were prototypes of Antichrist. And of course, many, Dr. Stan, believe that the book of John's book of the Revelation was written and was referring just to either Nero or to Domitian as the Antichrist in the first century, and that was their view, is that all of these activities were, in fact, things that occurred in the past, and that the book of Revelation was written just for believers in the first and the second centuries. However, we certainly have seen the spirit of Antichrist emerge again. Adolf Hitler would be the most notorious Antichrist figure that we've seen. Some would go back to Napoleon. For instance, Nostradamus indicated that he felt in his prophecies that Napoleon was an Antichrist. So the real question is there going to be an ultimate Antichrist? And I believe the answer is yes. In the second book, The Ascendancy of Antichrist in America, I talk about the different aspects of our government that have, in fact, caused our government to turn away from our Christian heritage and from our Judeo-Christian worldview and turn towards a more spiritualist occult view. And that whether we're talking about remote viewing or we're talking about As I mentioned earlier, the Manchurian candidate's activities that our government, our military, is doing to, in fact, enforce a global government, that it seems to be, in fact, the role of America's military. There's certainly been no shortage of books written about global government, and that has been the desire of those from Francis Bacon 400, 500 years forward to this day, to see humankind ruled by reason and not by revelation, to be, in fact, freed from monarchy and freed from the church, and to be ruled solely by reason. And, of course, I would be quick to point out that that's exactly what happened in the French Revolution, and it ultimately led to massive bloodshed, to Madame Guillotine, and so forth. And an intellectual, Christian intellectual like Francis Schaeffer, who wrote many books back in the 1970s, 1980s, he would, of course, indicate that when humanity seeks to base its government solely upon itself, upon an effective humanism, that what happens ultimately is that society decays and collapses. And that is the path that we are choosing, to deny the God of the Bible, to deny that Yeshua, that Jesus is his son, and that our government is electing and choosing to embrace, as more or less as a policy, teachings of the occult, and in fact the helping to create the global government that so many have written about for so many years. So we see that coming to pass, and the question really is, Dr. Stan, will this Antichrist be an American? Will he be an American president? Will he be a leader in Europe? Of course, the standard scenario for many years, Hal Lindsey was probably the first to popularize it in our lifetimes, but the standard view is that he would be a leader from Europe, and that he would arise and oversee a confederacy of 10 nations. But I propose in my book that there is a possibility that America plays a more central role in the arising of the Antichrist than what the sort of traditional Hal Lindsey, Tim LaHaye scenario might have us believe. That, in fact, America could be Mystery Babylon, and that, in fact, America could be at the center of this, meaning that it is possible that an American could become the Antichrist, and it certainly is clear that even if that wasn't the case, or isn't the case, that America is playing a vital role in the movement towards globalism. Just as you point out, when you point all of the different ways in which our military is in fact serving as sort of the enforcer, that is bringing about a movement towards a single government based upon reason, based upon, in fact, we believe, you and I and others that believe that.
Hold that thought, Doug. We'll be back. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess this morning is Doug Woodward, and we're simply talking about the occult influence in America. The fact that we are told prophetically that there will be an Antichrist, and I think it's important that people understand that we are involved in a spiritual war. Certainly, according to the scriptures, why there is a Father, a Son, and a Holy Ghost, a Holy Trinity. Well, on the other side, there's an unholy Trinity of Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophets. And many people think that the false prophet will come out of the Catholic Church. And in fact, there are many Catholics who fear that this is what's going to happen, that the structure of the Catholic Church has been infiltrated by these demonic forces, and homosexuality and pedophilia are running rampant there, and it's a terrible tragedy. But then where would you expect Satan to attack? He would attack the church, both the Protestant church and the Catholic church, in an effort to destroy the very foundation of Christianity. And this is what's happening in America today. At any point, our political parties, whether Republicans controlled the House and the Senate and the presidency, all they had to do was pass legislation that said, henceforth, there will be no restriction placed upon Bible reading or the Ten Commandments or mention of God in schools, and the Supreme Court cannot intervene in this legislation passed by Congress. But they never did that. It would be a very simple thing to do it. All these people in Congress profess to be Christians, and yet all they have to do is pass the legislation and put a restriction on it so the Supreme Court can't intervene. And of course, that would be the end of the problem. And if schools wanted to have Bible study and teach morality in our schools, they could, instead of sex education, beginning with popularization of homosexuality in kindergarten to destroy the moral structure of our society. Well, Doug, where is America heading as a nation?
Well, I think we can look at our culture and we can see so many examples of the fact that that spiritualism, that the occult has become blatant. Become in effect the subject of so many television programs, so many movies. There, you know, so many dimensions. Just talking in terms of some of the more popular television programs, Medium, Patricia Arquette. There's The Ghost Whisperer. There's Grimm, the fairy tales that are adapted with the horrific themes of vampires and shape-shifting wolfmen and so forth. The TV show Supernatural, certainly one of the saddest moments, although the production quality was incredibly high, was when Madonna came out at the Super Bowl in 2012, more or less as ISIS, and promoting the concept of the false gods of Egypt. And so, you know, what constitutes entertainment these days is very frightening because of the background, the worldview that is behind these different programs. we were to talk about the movies, certainly the most common themes that we're seeing these days have to do with aliens, with alien invasions. There's many folks that believe that we have been being conditioned really for perhaps the last 50, 60 years to believe that there are extraterrestrials and that these extraterrestrials, in fact, are our ancestors, that perhaps 30,000 years ago, as author Zacharias Hitchin wrote about, claiming that the information that's been pulled from the various Babylonian and Sumerian tablets and so forth indicated that we are basically a slave race created by extraterrestrials. We see on the History Channel, I think we're in season 4 now, of Ancient Aliens, and the idea that these astronauts came to Earth and altered the genetic makeup of humanity to increase our intelligence. So there's a great deal of, in fact, I can remember going to the movies not too many months ago and seeing like 5 trailers or previews for movies, and every one of them was on an occult-based or extraterrestrial theme. So it is a captivating worldview that our society is finding itself very much infatuated with at the moment, and so it's very clear that people are fascinated. They are obsessed with the paranormal, and of course that's a major theme that I read about in book one, and then the where it's leading us in terms of a global government with a leader that manifests some type of supernatural powers. That's been predicted that would occur. It's at the core of the most innermost Masonic teaching that eventually we would see this world leader come on the scene, in effect as the resurrection of Apollo, that this spirit of Antichrist would incarnate itself in a single global leader, and by working signs and miracles and wonders, he would captivate the world, and he would ultimately sort of put the icing on the cake when it comes to creating, in effect, a global governance system where, in effect, that Satan himself has become the puppet master pulling the strings, if you will, behind the scenes. And that seems to be where we're heading, unless some type of miracle occurs that leads us a different direction.
And what is the major thrust of America's foreign policy? Globalism. Transferring our wealth, our factories, our production to other countries to raise the standards of living there and lower the standards of living here. And both political parties are dedicated to it, but we can't tell the American people that creative destruction is the pattern that we're following today, intentionally destroying this country so we can create this new global society. And, of course, behind that are the powerful spiritual forces dedicated to using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. Doug, thanks very much for being with us. Once again, the name of your books?
Power Quest, the name for the two books. The first, America's Obsession with the Paranormal, and second, The Apprentice of Antichrist in America.
God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Doug Woodward. His books are excellent. We recommend them. But you must understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is illusion or delusion. And, of course, they've changed the music, the message, the dress of our churches, and both Protestant and Catholic. Understand these demonic forces are working at every level of our society. And of course, what you're hearing about Penn State and Sandusky and this very prominent football coach molesting all the children, convicted, I think, of 45 counts. This is just the tip of the iceberg. They're making a big issue out of this, but believe me, this permeates every aspect of our society, and it goes right into Washington, D.C. At the highest levels of our government, many of the people there are pedophiles and homosexuals and have given themselves over to the dark side. Well, to understand what's really going on in America, let me suggest a DVD. We have a talk I gave called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. Now, of course, you'll want to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand how we are actively involved in genocide throughout the world today. And contrary to everything you hear and are told, our major policy is to eliminate a large part of the world population. You need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. It's a DVD, population control, the covert agenda. You certainly go up on the internet and read my population control agenda monograph. I just type in population control agenda, or Stanley Monteith population control agenda. You can pull it down for nothing, or if you buy something from us, ask for a copy of it. And, of course, we've updated it in our population control, the covert agenda. Understand that the movement permeates every aspect of our society. It's not just abortion and sterilization and contraceptives and euthanasia. There are treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. There are new diseases that are being introduced. There are poisons that they're putting into our food and our water and our air. This is not imaginary. You need to get our DVD on geoengineering, going into, of course, what they're spraying into the atmosphere and its influence in the weather. You need, of course, to get a DVD on aspartame, a biological warfare agent that has been introduced in 6,000 food products sold in America. You need to hear my talk on the hidden agenda, and that gets into water fluoridation, and get the syllabus that goes with that. So that's geoengineering, aspartame, and the hidden agenda. If you want to know about vaccines, get my talk on the specter haunting America. The specter haunting America. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget, I'll be speaking in Denver on the 15th of September, just south of Denver. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help financially, we have a ministry. We're on over 70 outlets every single week. but it's very expensive, and certainly because of the recession, our sales are off. Products are DVDs, books, CDs, things of that sort. So if you're in a position to donate to Radio Liberty, we could certainly appreciate it. We are behind. We hate to drop stations because we need to reach as many people as we can. The time that God is allotted. Our number 1-800-544-8927 is still tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their